I expect there was more to it than what she admitted, though. A big part would center on her fear of the near future.
"Right, Lar,"
One Eye said just as I leaned forward to see what Goblin was doing. The little bald man had a light hammer and a chisel. He tapped the chisel. A piece of iron flipped off the key. This had been going on for a while, evidently, because about half the iron was gone, revealing something made of gold. I was so surprised at the wizard's lack of greed that I almost forgot to worry about what they were doing to the key. I opened my mouth. Without looking up, One Eye told me,
"Don't shite your knickers yet, little girl. We ain't hurting a thing. The key is this thing inside. This golden hammer. You want to bend down a little closer? Maybe you can read what's inscribed on it."
I bent. I scanned the characters made visible by removal of the iron. Looks like the same alphabet as the first book of the Annals. Not to mention the first book of the dead, which I did not mention. Goblin used the tip of his chisel to indicate a prominent symbol that appeared in several places.
"Doge says he saw this sign at the temple in the Grove of Doom."
It should be there. I knew that one. Master Santaraxida had taught me its meaning. It's the personal sign of the goddess. Her personal chop, if you want. I did not name a name, I suggested.
"Don't speak the name. Not in any of its forms. In the presence of this thing, that would be guaranteed to attract her attention."
Everyone stared at me. I asked,
"You didn't do that already, did you?"
"No.
Uncle, you don't know what this thing might really be, do you?"
I had an intuition it was something Narayan Singh might never have surrendered had he been aware that it was in his possession. I thought it might exist solely so that the priest who carried it could obtain the attention of his goddess instantly. Even in my own religion, people had had a much more immediate and scary relationship with the Godhead in ancient times. The scriptures told us so. But no such golden hammer played any part in the Kina mythology, insofar as I could recall. Curious. Maybe Master Santaraxita could tell me more. Goblin continued chipping away. I continued watching. The process went faster as each fragment fell.
"That isn't any hammer," I said. "That's a kind of pickaxe. It's a deceiver cult thing. And older than dirt. It has to be something of huge religious significance," I suggested. "Show it to the girl. See how she responds."
"You're as close to a Kina expert as we've got, Sleepy. What could it be?"
"There's actually a name for that kind of tool, but I can't remember what it is. Every deceiver band had a pickaxe like this. Not made out of gold, though. They used them in the burial ceremonies after their murders, to break the bones of their victims so they would fold up into a smaller wad. Sometimes they used them to help dig graves. All with the appropriate ceremonies aimed at pleasing Kina, of course. I really do think somebody should show this to the Daughter of Night and see what she says." It seemed like 1,000 pairs of eyes were staring at me, waiting for me to volunteer. I told them,
"I'm not doing it. I'm going to bed."